Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, the show that is part of the Simply Luxurious Life online destination, cultivating true contentment, the art of living a life of quality over quantity. Visit the blog, The Simply Luxurious Life, at our simplified URL, tsll.co, or thesimplyluxuriouslife.com to find the show notes for each podcast episode, as well as much more weekly content to elevate your everyday and deepen your contentment. From a Monday motivational post, recipes, videos of the cooking show series, style and decor inspiration, French and British inspired content, and readers' favorite regular weekly post, This and That, which is posted each Friday morning. Now to today's episode. Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 322nd episode of The Simple Sophisticate. We're going to travel to Paris today through the eyes of blogger Rebecca Plotnick, who founded Everyday Parisian and is also a well-known photographer of the City of Light. Now, before we get to that, Norman has just joined me. He woke up from his late morning nap as we enjoy our Sundays, relaxing in the house after a morning walk and some croissants and our regular breakfast. He's now snuggling underneath the table, and I am getting excited as I, too, am listening intently to what Rebecca's going to share with us about traveling to France, specifically Paris, during the time of COVID. And as we kick off our conversation, she's going to tell us the first thing she does when she knows she's going to be traveling to Paris. And I think it's a wonderful idea to consider the next time you or I are planning our trip to Paris as well. Let's get right into our conversation. Francophiles are in for a treat today as my guest, Paris blogger and photographer of Everyday Parisian, Rebecca Plotnick, is joining us from her home in Chicago. Welcome to The Simple Sophisticate, Rebecca.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're here. You've been on the blog before. In fact, this summer, you joined us for our annual French Week. But I want to talk more about Paris. I want to talk about travel to Paris. So I'm just going to dive right in. You are my go-to expert on this one. And I know a lot of people out there are starved because they haven't been able to get to France and they normally would have been in the last couple of years. So I'm curious, first things first, when you know you're going to be going to Paris, you've got the tickets, what is one of the first things you do that you tend to make sure this is going to be a good trip and these essentials have to be tended to make sure that trip is going to be as best, as awesome as it can be?
The hotel or accommodations. That's always like first thing. I mean, it kind of depends on the season too. And then you kind of navigate around that. I've been in every season, so I kind of know what to expect. But I think I like to look at like what the exhibitions are that are happening in the city. That's usually like something that I build around and kind of, or I have a list of like what's new in Paris, and I have that on my blog, and I kind of add to it as like a Google Doc and then to the blog post itself to say like, okay, this is opened, this has been closed for like 3 years, and this is like brand new. So I always try to leave something new to discover each trip, but that's always something, especially if you haven't been in a few years and you're looking for something new and exciting and different, it's just a great list to kind of reference and see like, okay, this exhibition is only available for like this many months. So I kind of build that into things and then look at my accommodations and also like see what's in that area and what to explore and new restaurants to book reservations for restaurants and that sort of thing.
So your accommodations are important, but your exhibitions and where you're going to go and spend most of your focus time is going to dictate which arrondissement you're going to find your accommodations in.
Yes, but there's definitely some arrondissement that I prefer over others. So I'm more of like a right bank girl, and I know people differ in their left bank, and I don't know if that differs, like, if it's your first time in Paris and you're like, oh, I stayed by the Eiffel Tower and now I'm always a left bank girl. I don't, my first trip to Paris was like February 2003. I was like studying in college. So I don't even know where I stayed, but I know it was like super seedy. And I wish I could look it up because I'm just so curious, like, where the heck were we? But then you know, you kind of navigate. We were in college, so like we wanted to go to the Louvre and Angelina and like do Champs-Élysées, like all the touristy things. But then when I went back for the second time, I was on like a very strict budget. I had just gotten laid off. So I did so much research. This was back in 2010. There were like a few blogs out there. And I was like, okay, where can I afford? And then I based it off of that. I was in the 7th. I had no idea. In the hotel, still there. It's so crazy. It was like $125 a night or something. But I mean, I had like a twin bed in a small room with like, you know, a little garden view, but it worked. So I think it just depends like what your budget is and like what best suits you and what you want to do. Because some people will just spend all their time on the left bank. They have no desire to go to the right bank, which they're missing out. And I try to spend time on both sides, but just, you know, and I feel like that's very French, where like they live and work and have their boulangerie and like everything is in that arrondissement and they stick to it. So I think we all have a certain preference. So
yeah, no, it makes sense. And I just, people are listening to us, not watching us. And we have a third guest in our conversation today. Mr. Henry is with us and he's doing absolutely awesome. Rebecca's, tell us a little bit about your pup, your gentleman there.
Oh, he is a mini Bernedoodle and he's about 45 pounds and he's literally laying on my lap right now as we talk. And
he's doing great.
We love each other so much.
His smile is
definitely a big
sweet
part of my life. So he smiles. He's so happy that he got invited.
Well, I get the benefit of this because I just see this big puppy face smiling at me this whole time. So I'm loving it.
Yeah.
He's happy in your arms. Since we are, this is going to air in late winter, early spring. And so you mentioned that the seasons dictate what you use or do to prep. So if we're stepping into a spring trip, maybe some people already have tickets. Maybe they've already started making plans. Is there something you would suggest or recommend for having a great trip in Paris in the springtime?
Okay. So what I tell everyone, no matter what the season is, it's probably going to rain. Just chalk it up. I mean, I was there in October and I had 2 weeks of no rain, which was the best trip probably, you know, the weather was insane. But I think it's always important to pack for rain and know that you're going to have at least one rain day. So that means to kind of budget out, be like, okay, if it rains, I'm going to go to the Louvre, or I really like the passages. You can go, I have like a really fun walk because I used to live in Montmartre and would walk down from the 18th to the 1st. So you can literally go through the covered passages from the 9th arrondissement down to Palais Royal and kind of duck out all the, it's kind of like if you ever watched Price is Right and Plinko. You know, when you used to drop the little coin, you kind of have to go like left or right or cross over a street, but you can pretty much navigate through. And the covered passages are so fun because they have like shops and restaurants and it's just really fun to explore. And it could definitely take up like a few hours of your day and just so different than doing the traditional
exploration
tour guide.
Yeah. Because you're saying to do this on a rainy day because you're undercover most of the time. That makes sense.
Exactly.
Makes total
and
sense.
Then there's cafes like right outside each of the passages. So it's like easy if the weather does let up.
Okay.
You can sit at a cafe and people watch and like pick up and move on. And
that's a great idea.
Make a plan. It's really funny because one of my like highest visited blog posts is what to do in Paris in the rain. And I feel like people literally sit at a cafe and like Google it because I'm like, Because then you see like, oh, there's all this Paris traffic. I'm like, what's happening? I'm like, no, people are literally like stuck. And they're like, what should I do?
Let's put that on the show notes. We'll put a link to that post on the show notes because I already know people are going to want to check that one out.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely.
That's a good idea. But that makes sense though.
What's fun about, because I'm planning a spring trip. My birthday is in April. Okay. So I'll turn 40.
Ooh, it's a good decade, Rebecca. Yeah. Join me. Join me. It's awesome.
Good. I'm excited. I've heard good things.
Yeah.
And I love, I mean, I've spent so many birthdays. I was single for so long. So like even sometimes on my birthday, I'd be like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to wake up in Paris and be there to experience it. But I love the cherry blossoms will happen late March, early April. And then once you have like the first blossoms, things continue. So you'll have like chestnut blossoms and like just different like tulips, and it kind of just, so even if you do miss the cherry blossoms, if your trip is not booked until like later in April, you'll still have like so many different blooms throughout this city. It's just something so fun to anticipate. And I know so many people have like pushed off trips for so long, you know, for like 1 year, for next year. And I know a lot of people are anticipating going back. Maybe they didn't plan for a fall trip, which people were pretty open to traveling at that point. But I think people are hoping for spring.
So the next part of our conversation, I'm going to ask Rebecca exactly what it's like to travel in Paris during the time of COVID, how to get a test, where to get a test, what the regulations are. And we know they're changing, so don't worry, I'll put those kind of links up on the show notes so that they're as up to date as possible. But when we come back, after introduce a couple of sponsors for today's episode, she's going to share very specific how-tos and what it was like to travel during this time. Take a 3-minute break, and I'll be right back with Rebecca sharing all the information you may just want to know about if you're traveling to Paris soon. Thrive Cosmetics products are made with clean, high-performance, skin-loving ingredients. Their clinically proven formulas not only highlight your best features, they actually improve your skin over time. All Thrive Cosmetics products are formulated without parabens, sulfates, and phthalates. Thrive Cosmetics has a bold mission that's bigger than beauty. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive. For example, women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. Having used their liquid lash extensions mascara, which has more than 11,000 five-star reviews and is the winner of the Allure Best of Beauty 2020 award, I found that it was smudge-free, clump-free, and flake-free, which makes it exactly what I'm looking for. It's made with clean, nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier-looking lashes over time. Visit thrivecosmetics.com/sophisticate for 15% off your first order. This is an exclusive offer only for Simple Sophisticate listeners. So be sure to visit Thrive Cosmetics, that's CAUSEMETICS.com/sophisticate for 15% off your first order. thrivecosmetics.com/sophisticate. The Simple Sophisticate is also sponsored by KiwiCo. As we step into a new year, ideas for improving all sorts of aspects of our life abound. And our mind should definitely be one of them. With a KiwiCo subscription, you or your child can discover something new all year long. In fact, you don't even have to have children to have a KiwiCo subscription. If you simply want to challenge your mind, KiwiCo has different crates that come to you on a regular basis. And they have boxes for people between the ages of 12 and 104. And I love that they put 104 because you know what? If you keep challenging your mind, you keep growing, you stay young, you continue to keep yourself active and engaged. Now, the Eureka crate was the subscription that arrived at my door. And there are all different things you can build and make, from art projects to science projects. You make a guitar, you can put together an articulated desk lamp. Different items that you may not think you could do. But when you see that you can, you've exercised your mind, you've had some fun along the way, and you've surprised yourself. Cultivate natural creativity and curiosity with hands-on projects every month from KiwiCo. You'll explore new worlds and discover familiar ones, even without leaving your home. From discovering the science of magic to engineering a domino machine and more, the moment of pride and accomplishment at the end of a KiwiCo project sparks creative confidence for ongoing tinkering and experimentation. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills all year long for you and or your child. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TSS. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. That's KiwiCo.com. And again, don't forget to use your promo code TSS. If you are looking for more beautiful hair, that shinier, thicker, fuller, but you also are looking for a 100% vegan and holistic approach, Vegamore is the brand to explore. Vegamore is a transformative 100% vegan and holistic approach to hair health that leverages smart botanicals clinically proven to promote visibly thicker, fuller, longer looking hair. Vegamore products can become an essential part of your daily care routine. In fact, using these products, I have noticed a positive difference when using their GRO Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit, as well as their GRO Plus Serum. All Vegamore products are cruelty-free and 100% vegan and never contain parabens or hormones. And the best of all, Vegamore has a 90-day money-back guarantee. And even better, 91% of customers say they saw visibly thicker hair with Vegamore in just 3 months' use. So boost your confidence with hair that is longer, fuller, and thicker. Try Vegamore risk-free for 90 days. Go to vegamore.com/sophisticate and use promo code sophisticate to save 20% on your first order. That's vegamore.com/sophisticate, code sophisticate, to save 20% at vegamore.com/sophisticate. I was going to ask you about that if you don't mind, because you traveled in October. Yeah. There were a lot of restrictions, but still you traveled. People went. There were a lot of people in Europe in the fall before the holidays. What are some things that you can kind of share with listeners to assuage their minds, but also be prepared for? Because we know restrictions are shifting and changing in France, but at the same time, people are still able to travel there. So I think the part that's making people nervous a little bit is, what do I have to show to be able to go and enjoy my excursions, my tours, whatever, my museums? What is it that was acceptable? What did you learn?
So when we went in October, I went on a girls' trip. There were about 24 of us total, from different parts of the US, and we all kind of got together. You could apply for the health pass online. It wasn't that difficult, but you had to show that you had a plane ticket booked and like accommodations. So you couldn't just like randomly apply for a health pass. And then they kind of took preference on who had tickets for like October versus who had tickets for April. Like obviously they're not pushing through April in September. Some people got their health passes within hours, and some people it took them weeks. They were backed up for a while, but I think they eventually like got into a rhythm. But what's important now is if you don't have a booster, they're deactivating your health pass. So I think there'll be more updates on how the US, if you have a booster, because I have a health pass, but the booster is not on there. So I think I'll have to go in and update that. So as soon as I have that information, I'll make sure to update people. I think we're still kind of navigating through that. But what I did know from my trip is the CDC card was very well recognized and accepted.
That's what I've been hearing. You could show that instead of the health pass and be just fine.
Yes. And one of my longtime readers, super sweet, ended up canceling her trip last minute because she didn't have her health pass accepted and she was worried that she wouldn't be welcomed. And I will say the crazy thing is when I was in Italy and I saw it again in France, like they were so welcoming. The hotels were so happy to see American tourists because I think there's so much hesitation with us right now on on traveling, on going, when I was there in October, where I normally hear so many Americans, like the loudness, because we're much louder than the French, like at cafes, at restaurants, on the streets, in the parks, it was very quiet, very, very quiet. You found a lot of French people from different places that were finally having the opportunity to travel. And because things were quieter and I think prices were a little bit lower, they were like willing to travel. But most of the hotels that I spoke with said that they were pretty booked in October, but it wasn't from Americans. And I think that's what they look forward to and kind of bank on for us to help support them. So, but I think, I don't know how it is, but in Chicago, they just implemented something where you have to show your CDC card or proof of vaccination to get a coffee, to go pretty much anywhere. So I think it, and then we can get a QR code, and I think that's easier. Once you have one QR code to apply it to get the health pass, it's a lot easier to transfer it. But I think the initial application, if you don't have a QR code, was a bit lengthier. So,
and then I know that I was following you a little bit when you went to in October about getting tested, because you do still have to get a test even if you've been vaccinated to get on the plane on either end, correct or not? Could you kind of clarify that, what your experience was for getting a negative test and how to get it?
Yeah, where
to
get it? When we went in October, it was not required to travel to have a negative test. That has changed in the last few months. On our end, because that wasn't, but we still did it. You did need proof of a negative test to fly home. So I'm not sure if the US, I think it's 48 hours right now to fly within 48 hours of your trip. But there's a conflict if it's 48 hours or 2 days before. So I always tell people, try to get it as close to 48 hours in case your flight gets delayed. You don't want to have to scramble. So instead of doing like a 9 a.m. test, I would try to veer towards like a 6 p.m. test just to give yourself some wiggle room if possible.
And did you get it at a pharmacy in Paris, or did you have to do it at the airport, or where'd you get it at?
Pharmacy, it's so crazy. I don't know what it's like where you are, but for us in Chicago, we didn't, it's a bit of a scramble, or it was up until just a few months ago, to find a COVID test anywhere. But now they're like popping up on every corner, and that's how it is in Paris. And it's so normal. There's pop-up tents for pharmacies, and there's pharmacies on every corner for, you know, to grab your like French beauty products, but they also do COVID tests. And the price is so reasonable. I mean, I think we paid maybe 30 euro, and it's a rapid, and it's like 15 minutes. We took some of the girls from the girls trip that it just at the end of our hotel. It was like a quick walk, and then you could go next door and, you know, sit at a cafe and come back 15 minutes later, grab your test, and they'll speak English enough to navigate through that for you. And you'll also get a printout. I think you can get an email or QR code as well, but definitely hold on to that paper copy because you'll need that to get onto the flight.
I want to take this back to the city. So you're traveling about in the city, and I'm just curious, how do you normally move about the city? You were talking about walking, but do you take the metro? Do you take buses? How do you move about the city?
My favorite way is just to walk and get lost. As a photographer, it's just so fun. Even I will leave extra time, just like with the airport. But if I know that I'm going to meet a friend on the left bank, and I'll map it and I'll say like, oh, I haven't been through that area in a long time, I'll just give myself maybe 30 minutes to 45 as an extra buffer, because you never know. I may find the cutest moment to photograph. And that's just how I do my work, is like, it's all by chance. And you could find, you know, a couple kissing in the street, or like a bike parked outside a boulangerie. And I want to capture that. And it's like, if I didn't arrive, you know, 15 minutes early, then I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm running late. I can't get there.
Yeah. And it's safe there. Paris is one of the safest cities. I've always felt safer in Europe, in Western Europe, than many cities in America. So, I mean, it's not one of those things where you're really just always be alert anyway. But it's just such a wonderful city to wander about in.
Always be alert. But I have so many questions from like solo female travelers. Yeah. And I always tell them, like, you can take the metro, you know, up until the end and just be mindful. Yeah. I would take it with like a group. If you have a, you know, a friend or someone that you can take it with, I always tell females if they're traveling alone to maybe being out and about is totally fine. Totally. But if you're far from your like final destination at the end of the night, it might be wise to just, and Uber's so easy because you don't have to speak the language. You can just put the destination in and always check the license plate on the back and hop in, and it'll take you to the destination. So
that's so true.
I highly recommend that.
That's a good reminder. Yeah, I do too. I enjoy that for that reason right there. All that checking in information is right at your fingertips. What I want to talk about is Paris and Chicago life. So your life in Chicago obviously incorporates many different aspects of what you love about the Parisian culture. And I'm curious, what are some everyday routines you incorporate in your life here in the States that it was purely inspired by what you've experienced, what you love about Paris? Can you walk us through a few of those things?
Yeah, sure. I eat seasonally now. I think my whole life was kind of opened up. I'm like, if you ask my family and I like tell them what I'm eating these days, they're like, are you sure this is the right person? Like, did someone kidnap you? Because I didn't eat vegetables until I was probably like 30 something, which was not that long ago. I just, when I went to Paris in 2010, I went through this mindset of like, I'm going to be open to anything that comes my way, at least try something. I don't have to like it, but just the opportunities. So like in Paris, I tried foie gras and escargot and just being open to like the customs and traditions of that. But I liked, one of the like things that I learned and I love so much is like creating an experience when it comes to my meals. Like, I think in America, we're so quick and like, how fast can we get this? Like, I want a quick sandwich. And, but it brings me so much joy to like be able to cook through a meal and like have all the like vegetables and the whole, like the sauces and the marinades and everything. It's kind of like the self-care that I give myself is like making myself like a proper lunch. And it's like, okay, what's my protein? What are my vegetables? And also like having maybe a heavier lunch versus a heavier dinner because it's in the middle of the day. I also love going to the markets. We have one in Chicago, but it's only like May through October, but Henry actually loves it so much too because he gets to see like so many dog friends. We get fresh eggs, fresh flowers is something that I absolutely love and know like it's so common in France. Like even in the dead of winter, you're gonna have ranunculus, like just so many like good, it brings like color and life into the home even in like the colder months. So I love like fresh flowers and I don't know, just like burning candles, just like a slower paced life. I feel that the French kind of have, and they like appreciate the very small things versus, yeah. So I'm kind of incorporating that into my life, just all the like daily things that I miss so much. And, but definitely food is like the butter is so important, like having the good butter and like a good cheese.
It makes a big difference in the just the depth of flavor and everything that you do. And as you were saying about the experience to that point, I'm sure, and I think you probably do this with your fiance, the meals take time and you sit and you talk and the food slows you down and you just hold yourself in that present moment. And it's because you created it. So therefore there's more appreciation because you didn't just go pick it up real quickly. So you just, yeah, it kind of just creates those moments for your life.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really do a lot of takeout or like it just, I don't get a lot of joy out of it. I mean, sometimes it's great when you need something and we have back-to-back meetings or like full days, and it's, but it goes so quick. Like you pull it out of the package and then you eat it and then you're like, okay, like what was that, you know? Versus like, I don't know, we like put on music and like we'll like pour a glass of wine normally and, you know, just like talk throughout the day or like listen to music and really have that like slower time where we're like cooking the meal or trying new flavors or new recipes and that sort of thing. And I feel like I just love that. Yeah, it's very different, but yeah, it's something that we enjoy.
That's cool. No, and it sounds like you're able to incorporate it really well and your partner really enjoys it too. So that helps. Yeah. That helps. We're going to take one more break, but when we come back, Rebecca is going to share with us French brands in the beauty and clothing sector that she recommends and uses, as well as what her petit plaisir is. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Funjet Vacations is a one-stop shop for all of your vacation needs, including flights, hotels, transfers, and excursions. As experts in the industry, they offer customers a fast, easy, and fun way to book their next vacation to one of hundreds of destinations like the Caribbean, Mexico, Hawaii, Las Vegas, and Florida. They offer exclusive all-inclusive package deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, and at the heart of every experience and service they offer is fun. They believe that travel is not just a ticket to a destination, it's a gateway to an experience with the people that matter most. They know this can have significant impact on your life, not just when you're on vacation, but by bringing home those lighthearted experiences and filling your day-to-day with a deeper sense of well-being, joy, and downright fun. For a limited time, Simple Sophisticate listeners can use promo code FJ50 for $50 off your next Funjet vacation to Dreams Resorts and Spas by AMR Collection. Get more moments that are fun expected. Surprise yourself with where you could go at funjet.com or call your local travel advisor. Restrictions apply. Is there something interfering with your happiness? Is there something preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment that's also convenient. This is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. With licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, LGBTQ matters, family conflicts, self-esteem, trauma, sleep, you're sure to find what you need. Everything you share is confidential, and it's time for you to start living a happier life today. As a listener of the Simple Sophisticate podcast, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting the sponsor of our show today, betterhelp.com/simple. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/simple.
Hey y'all, welcome to the Daigle Bites podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Daigle. I'm a singer that hails from the deep swamps of Louisiana. I ventured my way up to Nashville to take the risk of jumping in on the pipe dream of singing on stages other than the ones I grew up seeing. Along this journey, I wrote a song called You Say, and what came next absolutely changed my life. I found myself in tour buses, singing on stages all over the world, and every single night I would get asked the question, what would Lauren Daigle be doing if she hadn't pursued music? Well, this season of Daigle Bites is answering just that, and I'm bringing you along with me on this adventure. Every week, I chat with some of my heroes outside of the music world, ranging from astronauts to florists to authors, to learn what drives their creativity, passion, and purpose. You can hear new episodes each week only on Amazon Music.
Comes to beauty and cooking or style, what are two or three insights or habits you now incorporate into your life that it could be, you know, beauty products or approach to beauty? It could be, as we just talked about with the food, we already kind of talked about that, but maybe clothing and beauty. What are some things you've incorporated that the French culture or French brands have really taught you or shown that you didn't know about before?
I honestly, like when I went to Paris for the first time, back in 2003, I was sitting in a cafe and I'm looking at these women and I'm like, gosh, they're so impeccably dressed. You know, they're wearing like a black turtleneck and they just like look so put together, but so effortless, I guess. And I'm like, you know, she could have like one sweater in her closet and wear it every day. Like, I don't know. I'm just seeing her for the first time. And that's like the Parisians especially have such small like wardrobes, small apartments. You kind of have to really factor that in where you're like, I can't have like 18 black shirts. It's okay. I'm going to invest in like two or three from this brand that you can wash. I don't put my clothes in the dryer, like very rarely, mostly just sheets. I think investing in like a good pair of shoes or a good bag, you want that in your wardrobe versus like having so many things that are disposable. It's like more of an investment wardrobe. And it happens over time. It's not something you don't go out and like spend a ton of money on something. It's more like something that happens slowly. But it's fun, you know, to like slowly add stuff, and like Saison's great. I've talked about like some other brands that you can buy when you travel to France. Like I just bought a Poulain bag. I don't know if you know them, but they're
one. It is awesome. Aren't they beautiful?
I bought it. The whole store is stunning. Yeah, I mean, I bought it as a gift for myself to like finally make it back to Paris. That was like really important, and I got a black one just because that's the color I probably will wear the most often, and I just love it, and it makes me happy, and it brings me back to France, and it's something that I can have here. It's in terms of like beauty and fashion or beauty, I am like a skincare nut, clean beauty as well, kind of looking at what products I'm putting in my body and on my body and making sure, you know, if I'm eating well, that also comes down to everything that I put on my body, the creams and like deodorants and everything. But I've got like so many serums. I don't wear a ton of makeup. I do like a good like lipstick when I do go out. So Sisley is like brand that I love for that.
But no, thank you for sharing some of the brands, clothing and beauty that you use, and I know that readers can explore that on your blog as well. I have one final question for you, because as we wrap up each episode, we like to conclude with sharing a petit plaisir. So my question to you is, what is a petit plaisir or a simple luxury that you enjoy in your everydays to elevate the day?
I take Henry for a walk every morning. That's like my joy. I mean, I'm an early person anyways. Now he's like looking at me. I'm an early person anyways, and I didn't know what to expect when I got him. But it's something my fiance and I do together. We'll just kind of walk. And if one goes out without the other, it's like, what are you doing? How did you take him? Like, that's not fair. And we just kind of walk through the neighborhood and like chat about our day and like what we have going on. And it makes like the whole house happy, because he's happy when he gets back. He gets to see friends. We get some fresh air. It's like we're not on technology, which is so important, like right at the start of the day. But yeah, sometimes we go for coffee on the walk. But that's just like just a joy that I look forward to and gets me out of bed every morning. And he's excited to go.
And I was going to say, when you see his happy face, how can you not want to go walking with that little guy?
I know.
It's adorable. No, it's a lovely way to set the tone. I think that's a good reminder of how simple these things can be in our everydays that really make a positive difference in an amazing way. And like you just said, you just created a moment with someone that you care about too. So you get to do multiple things in that moment. So that's lovely.
Exactly.
So no, that's thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Listeners, explore Rebecca Plotnick's blog, Everyday Parisian, at everydayparisian.com. Check out the Q&A that we did this summer. And Rebecca actually walks us through her ideal day in Paris. She shares a lot about her photography, which we didn't talk about here because it is all in that post. And she shares a lot of other invaluable lessons that she's learned from traveling to Paris and Italy. So I'll link that on the show notes. But I just want to thank you for joining us today, Rebecca. It's been insightful and just kind of a breath of fresh air, because you know what? You gave us a taste of what we've all kind of been longing for. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope people take the opportunity to get back to Paris and France in 2022.
I think 2022 is going to bring a lot of travelers to France. I just feel it. It's going to be a better year. It's going to be a better year.
It has to be.
Oh, goodness. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to thank Rebecca and Henry for joining us today on the show. And I will include a link to her top post, the rainy day post, what to do in Paris on a rainy day. I'll include links to, as I mentioned, to the French government's website that is regularly updated as to what the expectations are and requirements are for travelers. There's a lot of positive news on that front. And as someone who is going to be traveling to France soon, I am looking at that closely as well. So feel free to send me questions as I am also figuring it out on my own and want to help you out as much as I can. Be sure to check out everydayparisian.com, Rebecca Plotnick's blog, and shop for her photographs that are just absolutely stunning. And I'll also provide a link to the Q&A post that was shared back in August, where she details again her favorite or ideal day in Paris, as well as talks about her journey as a photographer. You can find all of this information on the show notes for today's episode, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast322. I'll be back with a brand new episode on Monday, February 21st. Until then, I'll see you on the blog. Thank you for joining me. Bonne journée. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, visit the blog, The Simply Luxurious Life, with the shortened URL, tsll.co. For more in-depth exploration of how to cultivate your own unique, simply luxurious life, be sure to pick up my first two books. Each are available in hardback, paperback, ebook, and at Audible for audio listening. The first is titled Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, and the second, Living the Simply Luxurious Life. And look for a third book to be released in the spring of 2022. Readers can now join the more intimate Simply Luxurious Life international community by becoming members of the blog, which provides ad-free, unlimited reading and access to exclusive content such as each month's A Cup of Moments video chat, tours of my home, Le Papillon, the regular monthly post, What Made Me Smile, and Saturday Ponderings, as well as the opportunity to enter all of the giveaways during French and British weeks. To stay caught up on all things Simply Luxurious, the podcast, blog post, and the cooking show, as well as receive exclusive news and an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your new month, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's free monthly newsletter, which arrives on the last day of each month. And there's a weekly newsletter, a favorite of listeners and readers, which is also free and arrives each Friday to keep you caught up on the recent weekly posts on the blog. Enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a cup of morning coffee and stay in the know about all things Simply Luxurious. Thank you for tuning in today, and look for two new episodes of this podcast each month on the first and third Monday. To be alerted to new episodes and when they become available, follow on Instagram, The Simple Sophisticate Podcast, and only the news about this show will be shared. Until next time, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Bonne journée.